from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Bob Walk, brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. And the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's go right to Bob Walk. Bob, how are you doing today? First of all, thank you for joining us as always, and hopefully you're having a good day and you're getting ready to have a great weekend of watching baseball.
Yeah, Paul, thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this series. I think everybody is. We had a second to the last 2 months of the season, and we're fairly close to a playoff spot, and I think we're still even in the hunt to win the division. I'm really going to enjoy these last couple of months, and especially like I said, this weekend, because we're going up against the Diamondbacks, who definitely is a team that we got to beat head to head, because they're one of the competitors for a wild card spot.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, and it's pretty cool that it's August and we're talking about meaningful baseball series that are, within the context of a season. I think that speaks volumes about this year's team and sort of how it's a little bit different than the last few teams.
Oh, definitely. It's been a while since we've, had this ability to really, go into the last couple of months and say that, we got a chance of doing something. It's been a while since we've done that. And I think, you could tell that, during the trading deadline, we were able to add a couple of bats, one a pretty good power bat, and we wouldn't be doing that if the team itself didn't believe that they have a shot at playing in October.
No, absolutely. The trade deadline, they did go out and get De La Cruz. I guess, is it Ralph Kiner's nephew or grandson or what? I think there's a connection with this Isaiah Kiner Falefa to Ralph Kiner.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what it is. I know we talked about it a couple of years ago when he was first coming in the league, and I think we saw him maybe for the first time in spring training. There's a relationship to them. Obviously, Kiner is in his name, so it must be a pretty important relationship. But I off the top of my head, I'm not sure what it is. He's having a great year with the bat. His best, I think, since he's been in the major leagues. He's always been known as a great glove guy. This year he says, still got the great glove, but he's really been hitting well. Hopefully for these last 2 months of the season, he can keep up that offense, because that's what we're really looking for. And the fact that he can play just about anywhere is important for us too, because if we want to be able to plug that bat of his in, as long as it keeps clicking the way it is, almost every day. And if you have some different places where you can put him in that starting lineup, well, then that'll make that job a lot easier. You know, you can give numerous guys days off different times, and he can play just about anywhere. So that's kind of an interesting pickup for us. And, of course, the other guy, kind of an all-or-nothing guy. He strikes out a lot, but, you know, he's got 18 home runs. I think that would lead our team. So, boy, we got a big home run-type bat who comes from a pretty big ballpark. So it's not like, you're getting a guy from a bandbox that hits home runs. Down there in Miami, that's a big ballpark. Not the easiest place in the world to hit home runs unless you're legit. And I think his home run power is pretty legit. Hopefully he can cut down on some of those strikeouts.
Well, I would say that, you know, obviously it's always good to have a power bat. The left field at PNC Park, especially as you start to get towards that, what do they call it, the notch or whatever they call it, that's a pretty big, that's a pretty long way out there too, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say that McCutcheon would probably have another 30, 35 home runs on his lifetime numbers list if he would have played in Philadelphia this whole time, which is very friendly to home runs. But our ballpark, to right-hand hitters, you're going to lose probably 4, 5, 6 home runs every season. They're all going out there and they're going to die on that warning track instead of being, in the second or third row in a lot of other places. So it will take some away, but, you get some cheap ones if you're a left-hander and can hook some balls into those short seats in right field. So, our ballpark's pretty fair, but it definitely favors left-handed hitters when it comes to power.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Bob, we've been talking a little bit about O'Neill Cruz. Clearly, he's, an essential bat that you have to keep in your lineup. But he struggled a little bit in the field. And, I mean, he's got 20 errors. He's just been very inconsistent at shortstop, which is a very, important defensive position. But the more you look at it, there probably is not another position that makes sense for him, right?
Well, I mean, he could go in a lot of different places and play. He's very athletic. His size, of course, a lot of people think, immediately, first base. But with his speed and his arm, he might be a natural-born center fielder, which is a lot of places where shortstops that don't click at short end up going in center field because of their athleticism. But I wouldn't give up on him at shortstop. I mean, it seems like when he has a game where he makes a couple errors, this conversation always pops up, and then you don't hear about it for a while. But there's been a lot of good shortstops that make 30-some errors earlier in their career and then end up winning gold gloves later on. The Jay Bell comes to mind, a semi-recent Pirate shortstop who ended up being a gold glover out there. But, I mean, he couldn't hardly catch anything when he first came up. A lot of errors, and that was on AstroTurf. That's a lot easier to play. So, don't lose faith in him. He has these games every now and then where he'll give up a couple errors. But, like the game where he gave up 3 errors, well, one is bad communication. He runs into, Reynolds out in shallow left field. And then makes a poor throw to the plate, which gets away, and somebody goes and advances 90 feet. That guy ended up scoring. Maybe they'd have scored anyway because the next guy hit a double. So that one really didn't make any difference. But the plays that I don't like, the errors that he needs to cut on are the easy ground balls where he shouldn't be making an error, where he catches an easy ground ball and makes a poor throw to first base. Pulls the first baseman off the bag. Those are the ones that where you just kind of shake your head. And I think, for the most part, when you look at him, from 2 years ago when we first saw him, of course, last year he didn't even play hardly in the big leagues, so there's nothing to even judge him about last year. I think he's made progress in that regard, needs to make some more progress. This is his first full year in the major leagues. So I think by the end of this year, you're going to have some kind of handle on who he is and what's he going to be at shortstop. But I still think it's a little too early to start saying, oh, this guy, is a definite lifetime for a shortstop, or is a definite no way, can't play shortstop. Either way you make a decision right now, I think that's a little on the early side.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's obviously, I just looked, he only has 190 games under his belt, so he's still very young in terms of his process of becoming a polished veteran major leaguer.
And think about that, too. That number is even misleading because he didn't play last year.
Right.
You know? And so I think that you have to go at least till this year is over. Before you try to make any judgments on, okay, where is he going to be for the rest of his career? You know, at least give it to the end of this year.
Well, I think that's a good point. They've got, I was doing the math. They've got about 54 games left, and you know that basically translates to roughly, you know, maybe 10 more starts for Paul Skeens. Do you think that he will get to that number, or do you think they will have to or will want to space it out a little bit so maybe he only has like 8 more starts? You were a pitcher, obviously you went through the season, and what are the challenges for those guys this late in the year?
Yeah, I mean, they've been doing a pretty good job of giving him 5 days off, so I think they will continue to do that. I don't know. I haven't done the math, so I don't know how many starts that gives him. But, we want to get into postseason, and we want Skeens to pitch in the postseason. So they are most likely going to continue this, 5 days off, six-man rotation, five-man rotation when there's a day off, that sort of thing. And I think, that's probably the smart way to go about it.
Right. I mean,
and to answer your question, too, toward the end of the season, you can maybe feel a little fatigued. Everybody, I think, is different. I think it's with him. He looks like he's a horse of a man. So he might not be like the average guy, but I have seen players, but it depends on the individual pitcher that gets fatigued. I don't know what the rhyme or reason is for that. I've seen guys that, work out consistently all the time and get fatigued, and I've seen guys that don't do anything, and then they go through a season with no problem. I think it's in your DNA.
Well, I think that's the other part of it is you see some guys who seem to be just, like you said, they've got, some sort of extraordinary ability to handle, all the wear and tear on their arm. And then there's other guys that seem to have arm injuries. I was talking yesterday, but I don't know. Have you ever seen that movie Moneyball?
I've never watched it. I mean, I've heard about it forever, but I've never actually watched it.
Well, it's about the 2002 Oakland A's. And they had three guys. They had three guys at the top of the rotation, Mulder, Hudson, and Zito. Those guys, I want to say Zito went 238 innings, Mulder went like 220 innings, and Hudson went like 210 innings. Like, it's unheard of in some ways nowadays, isn't it, to have three 200-plus inning guys on your staff?
Well, it's unheard of to have one. But that's nowadays. That's I mean, that was not that big of a deal. I mean, when I played, no, it was no big deal to have multiple players with over 200 innings. There were some guys that would push up to 300 innings. My rookie year, I think I was with Carlton, and I don't remember for sure, but I think he ended up with 270 some innings, something like that. I think there was only one game all year where he came out in the middle of an inning. Anytime else he came out of a game, it was always for a pinch hitter. So that was a different era. I understand that people, want to not hear about that stuff, but it did happen. It's in the books. Guys that pitched then would throw a lot more than guys that pitch now. But, one of the reasons, too, is you'd throw 150 to 170 innings a year in the minor leagues. And so when you got up here, you were kind of trained to pitch that many innings. So that's different also. And we are going to change it. I mean, the decision makers in baseball now have made the decision that, guys are not going to throw very much in the minor leagues. And when they get up here, they're going to be really eased into things, and only the very top workers in the league are going to be, you know, above 200 innings. And I don't know how many get there, you know, anymore, but it's not very many guys will pitch over 200 innings in the course of a season.
Well, yeah, that's the amazing thing. Not only did they have, you know, one guy, they had three guys get over 200 innings. And so if you look at right
back,
now,
back then, that's not uncommon. You go, like I said, you go back into the 70s and 80s, you know, and then in the early 90s when I played, that's not going to be unusual. Nobody would raise an eyebrow at having three guys over 200 innings.
Right.
You had guys coming out of the bullpen with over 100 innings. Mike Marshall one time threw over 200 innings as a reliever.
Right.
As a closer, he threw 200 innings. These are all like the old days in a different era, but guys did it.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting, Bob, is I just, while you were talking, pulled up the pitching leaders and went to the column of innings pitched. The guy from Kansas City, Seth Lugo, probably he might get to 200 innings. It's entirely possible that there won't be a single 200 inning guy in the league.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. Like I said, it starts in the minor leagues, and it's up here in the big leagues, and it's not going to change. It's the way it is. It's not the pitchers. The pitchers don't make those decisions. Nobody says, okay, I only want to pitch once every 6 days, and I want to pitch five innings a day. I don't think there's any pitchers that say that. Maybe there is some, but that decision is made by the decision makers. The guys that are, you know, way above the level of the actual pitchers, and that's the way it is. And I don't look at the pitchers and say, oh, this guy, you know, doesn't want to work. No, most of them do, but it's just not going to happen nowadays.
Well, there's you're absolutely right. You look at we got a chance to see. Jalen Beeks the other night, you know, he's a new addition in the bullpen. What did you like about what you saw from him?
Well, we didn't see very much,
right.
You know, but you just have to go on the, you know, on the pass, and, you know, he's been a very good guy against left-handed hitters. And so, you know, hopefully that's what he's going to do for us down these last couple of months.
Yeah. I mean, I think, yeah, but it was also important for them to get another lefty, right?
Yeah, well, I think hopefully Borycki is going to be, you know, back with us soon. I mean, and I don't know what's going on, you know, with him. I thought he would be back earlier. He had inflammation of his tricep. And he was outstanding in that role last year. And I've been kind of waiting for him to come back. You know, maybe, you know, his prognosis is not as good as we hope, you know, that they made the move and you know, picked up another one. Maybe he's not going to be back very soon. We'll have to see.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see. Well, Bob, I appreciate it. I know you're very busy. You're not at the racetrack today.
No, actually, I'm in the car. I had to run and do a couple errands really quick, but no, not at the racetrack. They're racing this weekend. They're racing at Schenley Park.
Oh, okay.
And, I won't beat any of those. Last year, the team was on the road, so I actually got to go to Schenley Park and see the really old cars race down there for the first time for the Vintage Grand Prix. That was interesting, you know, seeing them race around on those you know, old roads with the really old cars. But this year, I'll be at the ballpark, and you know, I hope everybody over at Schenley Park stays safe.
Yeah, well, thank you, Bob, and we will do it again next Friday. Enjoy the games this weekend.
All righty. We'll see you later.
All right, we'll see you. That is Bob Walk, broadcaster. It's amazing how the game has changed, though, isn't it? City Limits, back when Bob Walk pitched, relievers were getting close to 100-150 innings.
Well, we were even talking about it earlier this week, how the Max Scherzers, Justin Verlanders of the world were throwing 240, 250 innings just 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And how drastic the game has changed just in that short time period.
Right. They did the thing too where I just went through it. The kid from Kansas City, he's got an outside chance of getting the 200 innings, but it's entirely possible there will not be a 200 inning guy this year,
which is insane to think about.
If you think about it, the A's had three of them on their staff.
Mitch Keller came, I think, 8 innings short last year.
Yeah,
about 192.
Is Mitch Keller the last guy that they had? Is he the Pirates' last 200 inning guy? Did he do it? I know that.
I feel like AJ Burnett was.
I know Garrett Cole did it. Didn't Garrett Cole do it 1 year? I thought for sure that Garrett Cole did it. I could be wrong.
Garrett Cole in 2017 threw 203 innings.
Yeah.
So yeah. He was the last to do it.
And he was the last guy to do it? Because the only other guy I could think of that since then would be Mitch Keller, maybe, that got there. But he got the – you're right. He was 6 innings. He was 194 innings last year. So, you know, this year he's at, what, 128 or something? He's not going to get there this year again.
No.
You know? And he hasn't been hurt at all, has he?
No, he hasn't.
So it's just the way the pitching staffs are now. They pitch a couple less starts and all that other stuff. So we'll see. But it's a big weekend for the Pirates. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years. It is 1:26. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. We'll do the 50-minute mark afterwards. We have another development, City Limits. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
The Jimmer Fredette-led men's 3-on-3 team won a game.
Oh, it's about time. So and the women's team won, too.
The men and the women found a way to win today. How about that?
That might be the story of the Olympics today.
How about that? 3-on-3 basketball, and of course the men won. Apparently, one of the other. I think the guy from Princeton. What's the Princeton guy on that team?
Not Barry.
Yes,
that wasn't.
I'm sorry,
Barry.
Canyon Barry.
Yeah, Canyon Barry was the Princeton guy.
No, Canyon Barry was from. Where was he? He was maybe he was. No, he wasn't from Princeton.
No, he wasn't Princeton.
But there. Canyon Barry is the guy who apparently hit a jumper at the buzzer. So there, you know, we're in good shape now. I don't know if that, you know, I can't imagine that we're still alive for the medal round, are we?
There's no chance winning one game gets you in.
It's in the pool play.
Yeah,
pool play, right? Three versus three basketball. Here we go.
I think you'd have to win probably 2 out of 3 games.
So.
Or are they 0-4?
No, they're 1-4 now.
Oh, they're 1-4.
1-3 or whatever.
They probably had to go 2-2.
They are, I think, 1-4. So they beat France today, though, on a last second jumper. They lost to Latvia yesterday.
All those games are close.
Right. They lost to Latvia and Lithuania yesterday. And they got destroyed by Serbia earlier in. And so, United States team. Anyway, at least they won a game. They didn't go over. The men and the women won a game. They've restored our faith in basketball in the United States. All right, we got to get to a break. Come back with a big epic finish. Did you do your Bechdel breakdown?
No. Do you want to do it next?
We can do that next.
Let's
along
do it.
With text in the city, and we're done.
Yes, sir.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, "What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition?" You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. I can get with this. That ain't bad.
Always. Maybe this is how we should end Friday shows with the breakdown. You cannot go wrong with Mr. Brightside, Paul.
Is that the name of the song?
That's the name of this song.
Who sings it? The Killers.
The Killers. This is like my hype-up song. If I'm ever like out with my friends and this song plays, some of my friends will send it to me and they're like, they're playing your song. I don't know, just one random day, all my friends and I were hanging out. This song played, and for whatever reason, I just started getting like really hyped up and excited, and it ended up being like my adopted song.
Wait, isn't Donnie Football going to see the? No, not the Killers. I'm sorry. I thought maybe the Killers was one of the bands he was going to see.
No, who is Donnie going to see?
It's Creed.
Yes, Creed. He loves Creed.
Three Doors Down. I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I have no idea.
And Finger 11. Who is that?
Also, no idea.
Three Doors Down, I feel like we probably would know one of their songs that we played. You know what I mean?
Yeah, possibly. Three Doors Down?
Yeah.
No, I've never heard of them.
I don't know.
I like the name of the band.
Yeah, exactly. Three Doors Down, anyway. But this, I could see the Killers doing a show with Creed.
I'll go to a show from the Killers. They have a couple good songs.
The Killers. What's the other one? 10,000. No. What's the other one he likes that's similar to this? Music similar to this?
Other than Creed?
No. I'm talking about Joe Starkey.
Oh, Joe.
There's a group that he loves that's similar to this kind of music.
I'm trying to think. He loves the, what is it? What are they called? Something in the Six. Daisy Jones and the Six.
Is it 10,000 Maniacs?
10,000 Maniacs, yeah.
Isn't that another song? Group? Yeah. So, yeah, this is pretty good. I can get with this song. This is all right. Not bad. We've got, what, about, I don't know, 8-9 minutes. So let's do a little backdoor breakdown.
The backdoor breakdown.
And then we'll finish with a couple of texts in the city. So the floor is yours.
Friday, August 2nd, 2024, the first for August. Paul, I don't know if you watched the Hall of Fame game last night, but every time a kickoff occurred, Joe Buck treated it like Christmas morning. It was very odd to see the new kickoff format with there's a landing zone. If the ball goes into the end zone on the fly, it goes to like the 20-yard line. If it rolls in or something, you go to the 30. I still can't understand it. I watched like seven of them yesterday.
I was going to say, what was your take? We didn't even get to talk about that, but what was your takeaway?
It's kind of interesting how they set up because a bunch of players are set up on like the 35-yard line, 35-yard line, whatever. Right. And nobody can move until one of the players catch the ball. Like one of the returning players catches the ball or picks it up. And what, as it was described from a couple of coordinators to Joe Buck, it's basically like a glorified running play. It's like a big running play where everybody knows the ball's coming and there's not that far of it. It's not like everybody gets a running start anymore.
Right.
So it's not like everybody on defense is getting a huge rush towards the line or whatever. It is. I understand the reasoning why it's like a running play. There was no big breakout run that happened on the kickoff, and I was kind of surprised by that. But, I mean, we're talking about Miami supposedly is tinkering with Tyreek Hill. Do the Steelers put George Pickens there?
Right.
It's definitely going to be a dangerous play if utilized properly. And seeing it for the first time yesterday, I mean, other than the XFL, whatever, I think it has some potential. If it's like a running play, though, which is sprung once or, a couple times a game, for like 20 yards, 30 yards, I think it can be beneficial. But we didn't see it yesterday, so I was a little bit let down by it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. It's just going to have to be something that we watch, really, you know, and sort of monitor to see how it happens, really, from that point forward. What else?
People are also mentioning that Kryptonite by Three Doors Down is the main song that we're thinking of.
Okay.
That we didn't get to talk about.
All right.
Did you see this video, Paul? This is just insane. USA Basketball posted it. Steph Curry at shoot-around was shooting from just about half court, but at the wing area. And he shoots three shots in a row where he puts it up, the ball bounces in the paint, and it's a no-look shot. He turns around right away, and on all three instances, the ball bounces inside the restricted area, off the side of the backboard, or off the side of the glass, I'd say, of the square.
Okay.
So it would bounce off the floor, hit the square, and into the hoop. And he did it three times, just talking to a social media person.
Do you think it was like really live or whatever, or do you think it was a setup? Or like, you know what I'm saying? Do you think they cut the camera, in other words?
They cut the camera once, you can tell. But the camera continues for two shots in a row that he makes it. And he says that he can tell when it's good, the top of the arc of the basketball when he shoots it, if it's going to bounce in or not. I mean, this guy is otherworldly. And it comes back to my point of, is this the most talented USA basketball team we've ever seen?
No.
Where Jason Tatum's not even playing. Embiid's not even playing a lot.
No. No.
The dream team. There's no convincing you otherwise. And I'm not trying to say that the dream team isn't number one. I think this team has a little bit of something to talk about.
92, the 92 team, dream team, obviously. The 96 team and the 2008 team are all far superior to this team.
What about the redeem team?
That's the 2008 team.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. Okay.
They're redeemed, you know what I mean?
So you think 92, 96, and 08 are better?
92, 96, and 08 are the three best teams that we've ever put out there. I mean, you know.
Why is this team not in that same breath?
Well, I mean, again, let's take a look at 96, the 96 team. Right? Olympic basketball. Here we go. Here we go. So you've got... your centers are Shaq and Hakeem.
Pretty good.
Two of the best centers probably of all time.
Yeah, but I mean, when it's all said and done, we'll be saying the same thing about the guys on the current roster.
No.
Because it's easier to say when guys' careers are complete.
Who's gonna? I mean, Steph Curry is one of the greatest shooters of all time.
He is the greatest shooter of all time.
And LeBron is one of the best, obviously, in the conversation, is the greatest players of all time. Who else?
I think Anthony Edwards is going to be an absolute star.
Very good player,
but he's not.
Absolutely.
You know, he's only got 3 years, 4 years under his belt.
So you had Hakeem and Shaq, John Stockton and Karl Malone.
What about Kevin Durant?
Wait, Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
You had Scottie Pippen, Grant Hill, Charles Barkley. I mean, come on, man.
We should do a tale of the tape. I'm going to do that on Sunday. I'm going to do a tale of the tape between this current team and the 92 team and see how they would compare and stack up.
Yeah.
Like, I'd take Jordan over LeBron. I'd take Curry over Pippen. I'd take Durant over...
Why would you take... they don't even play
same... Well, yeah, Curry and Pippen doesn't make sense. I'd take Curry over Stockton. It's tough.
Different player, but...
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, the 92 team, I mean, come on. Magic, Bird, Jordan, I mean, come on, man. Yes.
Paul, mark your calendars. The postseason schedule is out for baseball. They released it already, which is a little bit surprising, on the first day of August. The wild card in the National League will be October 1st to the 3rd. So,
plan accordingly,
the World Series will end as late as November 2nd, with potentially, depending on what happens in the AL and NLCS, the final day of the World Series being, if it goes to a Game 7, October 30th, which I think is good for baseball. Start on the very 1st of October, end at the very end of October. Don't go into November. It start at the very beginning of September, and I know dates sometimes they play out that you have to, but I think that the playoff dates right now look pretty good for baseball. If the Pirates are in it, they start on a Tuesday night on the road if they don't get, like, the top wild card.
We'll call it. What are we calling it?
Bucktober, baby.
So, yeah, there you have it. Bucktober. Do we have time for a text in the city?
Sure, we can do a couple texts in the city.
First of all, though, the 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler. Jeep Route 19 in Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Also, What's Cooking is brought to you by local Geico rep Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 84 today with cloudy skies. Okay. Give me a couple of texts real quick.
We only have time for a couple of text messages. Patsy in Hopewell thinks that Sidney Crosby will sign on August 7th, 8-7. He's that superstitious.
Okay. I could go with that. I'd say that's a 9.5.
Yeah, I like it. Also, this is a text in from Seabear. How about the East team from Indiana, PA, in Junior League Fast Pitch Girls Softball is currently undefeated in this tournament they're playing in. They're playing in the semifinals. Seabear was looking for a shout-out to them. How about that? They're in Fast Pitch Softball, absolutely rolling, as we were talking about softball coming back to the Olympics in 2028.
What's the name of the team?
They're from Indiana, right outside of IUP.
This is Indiana Fast Pitch Softball team.
Yes.
Did he give us the team name?
No.
Okay.
Somebody also said, this song sucks, please turn it off. No.
Now that you've said that, we're going to play it even a little bit longer.
Every time.
Right?
Also, when the Dream Team played the NBA, yet to start taking in players from around the world, those players from around the world had their opportunity to shine in games like the Olympics. Interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, did you ever watch the Last Dance?
Yes, I love the Last Dance.
Do you remember the part where Tony Kukoc was coming, was he Croatian or whatever, and they played Pippen and Jordan played him in the Olympics, and basically said, this guy, Jerry Krause, who is the general manager that they hate, he's telling us that this guy is a pro and, you know, whatever, and he's better than all of us, and he's this and that. We're going to show him in this game. I got him. And so Pippen and Jordan took turns guarding him and wouldn't let him move, and they beat the snot out of Croatia.
Yeah, now, domination.
Yes. The flip side of it is, you know, they played in the gold, you know, I think in the gold medal game that year. So he got a second chance at him, and Kukoc played a lot better the second time around. But the first time around, they made it very clear, you know. And then if you remember this, and we got to get out of here, but in 2008, this is Kobe Bryant. This is how that dude was built. If you remember, they played Pau Gasol, right? Spain. Spain was like one of the biggest competitors, you know, one of the teams that, you know, was a threat to the Redeem team. And Kobe Bryant said, and they were teammates on the Lakers, by the way. Kobe Bryant said to his guys, "The first climb down the court, I'm going to run. I know what play they're going to run. Pau Gasol is going to set a screen. I'm going to run right through him with my elbow." And his teammates are like, "Nah, you ain't going to do that. He ain't going to do that." Sure enough, he did. And everyone was like, "This dude is just different." So that was Kobe Bryant. You cannot describe the Mamba mentality. Anyway, have a great weekend. We will do it again Monday. Hopefully Joe is back from
alive.
Sick bed.
Yes.
And hopefully we're talking about a really exciting, successful series against Arizona.
I'm going tonight. I hope so.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be there too. So maybe, are you going to be in your usual spot?
I think so.
All right. Yeah, I might walk in.
Let's do it.
All right. We'll see. We'll see, man.
All right, people.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.